Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. A nice story over at Orion High School this week. Their wrestling camp with Dan Diamond taking place, and one of their counselors is a four-time IHSA state wrestling champ, Josh Alber. Hails from Dakota High School, finished his high school career 177-0. First up, great story, Josh Alber, a kid that likes to give back to wrestling, apparently. How important is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important. Growing up in a small 1A school, you take a lot of pride in kind of the little guys wrestling the big guys, against the bigger schools. So I love getting back to the small 1A schools that I grew up, watching. I grew up watching Orion and Sterling Newman, Dakota, Lena Winslow, schools like that. So anytime I can get back and help a little school, it's big for me.
Well, when you were a 6 or 7 or 8 year old kid and you went to a wrestling camp at that age, was there any type of kid that you remember that had an impact on you?
I didn't go to a ton of wrestling camps, but I had an older cousin, Vinny, graduated in 06. He was a state champ at Dakota, and I used to just watch guys like Vinny and Court Lawton from Polo, Tyler Clark, Jeff Bybee. I just remember watching guys like that, and that's where I learned a lot of the things I do today.
Well, I know you probably focus on technique at these type of camps, but there's more than just that, isn't there? I mean, it's motivation, it's things of that. Talk about your approach with, dealing with these wrestling pupils who are very young.
Yeah, when I first started doing these camps right after my senior year, it was mainly just technique and very business-like, get in, get out. I was kind of here just to help them as wrestlers, but now as I get older and mature, I realize, it's just as important to, help these guys out, outside of wrestling as well. So I'm not a great, public speaker, but I do, after each practice or at the end of the camp, I do try to kind of leave them with a lesson that I've learned, because I'm still young, but I have experienced quite a bit through the sport of wrestling and, life as well. So if I can leave them with that, that's big for me too.
Yeah, and I think that's so great when you're able to give back to the sport and be an ambassador. And I think Dan Diamond does a pretty good job of that over at Orion as well. Is that kind of one of the reasons that you have come into Orion this week? I guess just kind of talk about how this was all set up.
Yeah, Coach Diamond had, after my senior year, I kind of put my name out there that I'd like to come and do camps. It's a good way to make money for me in the summer. And, I just love, coaching, and I plan on starting up my own kids club when I get out of college. So, it's just really good experience. And, I put my name out there, and Coach Diamond gave me the opportunity to come in and help, and now this is my third year back. So, I must be doing something right because he keeps inviting me back.
Well, that's great. And he told me that, man, you talk about kind of the perfect week for you. You have wrestling camp, and you'll leave wrestling camp today, right, and you're headed to Cancun to get married. That's quite a week, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge for me. I mean, I just feel so blessed and with the opportunities to come to do these camps, not only make money, but help these kids out. And I mean, what better job for me? I've pretty much wrestled my whole life. So if I can make money doing things like this, where I'm doing something I love, I mean, it's an awesome opportunity. And then, yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to go to Mexico? So,
all right. And I assume when you're at an event like this and they introduce you, or the camp director, whether it be Dan Diamond or whoever, says this is Josh Alber, who wrestles at Northern Iowa. He went to high school in Dakota, won 4 state titles, and he finished his high school career 177-0. Now, I don't know if it's that type of introduction, but immediately you have to get a lot of questions after that where they say, well, how in the world did that happen? So do you get those type of questions?
When I first started doing the camps, it was a lot more like that because I was still fresh, on a lot of these kids' minds because they just watched me win 4 and whatnot. But now that I've kind of, some of the younger kids aren't as familiar with me, so they don't really know me as well. So those have kind of stopped. So, the goal is now I got to make my name known on the college scene so that I kind of become relevant again to the younger kids. That's pretty much the goal now.
Well, just a little bit about your transition into college, because you were a redshirt, and I know you're now you're entering your redshirt junior year as a two-time NCAA qualifier. Mm-hmm. And we have a kid in the area that's playing in the Big Ten college basketball that went to Rock Ridge High School, Ethan Happ, and he redshirted mm-hmm. his freshman year. And, you know, that's after this unbelievable attention and success he had through high school, being recruited by Wisconsin, then committing there. And I know he talked about how challenging it was to get through that redshirt year. How challenging was it for you, you know, the adjustment with that, and just dealing with all of that as you transition from the high school level to the high collegiate level?
You know, it was mainly just humbling. You know, you kind of find out that you get to the pinnacle in high school and you think you're the man, and now you got to go and you realize that you're kind of starting back at the bottom of the totem pole and you have a lot of things to learn. So in that aspect, it was tough. And then it was tough, you know, being away from my family. And, you know, I've never spent more than probably a couple weeks away from home before I went to college. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm living 3 hours away from home. So that was tough as well. But it was rough, but I adjusted pretty quick, and I love where I'm at now.
Yeah, and I guess the other situation, when you're 177-0, you always wonder, well, how am I going to deal with losing? Because eventually you're going to lose, and you found that out in college. How do you think you handled that?
You know, I think that's what I'm most proud of, honestly, because I redshirted. I had a pretty decent year, you know, and that stuff doesn't mean a whole lot because it's just open tournaments. So it was mainly just learning and fun. So when I lost, it wasn't a huge deal. But then the next year, you know, I'm thrust into the starting lineup, and I got the team depending on me, you know, and I took some lumps. I think I ended up like 25-12 or something like that, which that record just doesn't settle well with me, you know. But and week to week, it was very discouraging, and I let it get me down, and it affected my next performance. And, you know, I kind of just let it snowball on me in a bad way. But then last year, I think what I'm most proud of is how I adjusted. And, you know, I took a few lumps, but I forgot about it and battled back the next match, you know. And I think that was a big learning experience for me. And not only as a wrestler, but it just helped me as a man. You know, things aren't always going to go your way and get your way. And you have to, you know, battle back and just keep going forward no matter how many losses you take. You know, that's the only way to go.
All right. Well, it's great to see a kid like Josh Elber. He's in the area this week working at the Orion wrestling camp and leaving. We're talking to him on a Thursday. He's leaving today, and he's going to get married in Cancun this weekend, so quite a week. Josh, again, thanks for giving back to this sport.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to be on your show.
That's Josh Elber joining us on WRMJ.